Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Hello, Women on the Rise. We're so glad you're with us today. And with me, Michelle Burkett, the director of the Women in Ministry Network, I have Patricia Keene.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello,
and
Patricia.
Hi to all of our viewers,
yes,
too.
It's so good to be with you, Patricia,
thank you.
With our Women on the Rise. Today, our show is on boundaries and how important boundaries are, how to set them, why they're important. And, you know, God is a God of boundaries, even in just how he created us. You know, he put a boundary on where our hair starts and stops and, you know, how we're put together. There's boundaries.
Now, there's a boundary for the liver. It's a good thing, right?
There's a boundary for the liver. That's right.
There's a boundary for the lungs. And for the
lungs,
heart,
that's right.
Every organ has a boundary.
Everything knows where it goes and where it stops.
Wow.
And when those things get out of alignment, there's issues, there's problems, there's an unhealthiness that enters even into our bodies. He created boundaries in the land and the earth that he created, where the oceans would stop and the land would begin. I mean, he is a God of boundaries.
You know, I was just thinking as you were talking about, like, you know, the body.
Yeah.
When there is a breaking of the boundary in a body, it can cause death.
That's right.
Like an aneurysm,
for example,
or, you know, when an appendix breaks open and ruptures, it can cause death.
Yes.
Wow.
And in that very same way, when we are not able to keep our personal boundaries, as we live and move in this world, it can cause a death to us and
so
our emotional well-being and who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And boundaries are also those things that define who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scripture again is full of boundaries. And,
yes.
You know, hey, the Ten Commandments are a very definite set of boundaries, right? It lets us know this is good, this is not.
Yep.
And so we make decisions and set boundaries in our lives to live according to the places that God has said, this is the land of the living to live.
I recently did a word study on borders and boundaries.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like what you're saying, the word is full of it. God establishes borders. He establishes boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so we need to learn how to do that too. And I know that for some of you, that's hard because for many of you, you have a hard time saying no because your hearts are so big and you want to facilitate everything that comes your way. But we're going to help you today to see how important it is that you are able to say no. You are able to keep within the boundaries. And it can even be as personal as, like, we were talking earlier about dieting. Like, when you know that there's a food that's going to hurt your body presented to you, and you know that it wouldn't be good for your body, you have to learn how to say no. And I have...
Stop preaching,
you know, well, I'm preaching to myself, and I'm sure many of you can agree with that too. But like, that's a boundary too. We need personal boundaries for even eating or how late we're going to stay up. You know, it's like when you're raising children, they always want to push the limit, saying, I don't want to go to bed at 7. I don't want to go to bed at 8. I don't want to go to bed at 9. Can I stay up till 11? Can I stay up till midnight? Oh, it's a weekend. Can I stay up till 1? And they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And sometimes it's hard to keep them within that boundary, but it's good to teach our children boundaries too.
It is. In fact, when we teach our children boundaries, what it does is it creates a safety in them. There's a famous study where they had a play yard and there was no fence. And what the children did is they all kind of huddled together in the middle of that play yard. But then when they put a fence up, the kids were all over the play yard and even playing on the fence. But what it did is it created the boundary.
Made so them feel safe.
It created the safety for the children.
Right.
So we need to do that in our homes. We need to do that in ourselves. We need to do that in our ministries and our businesses. God is love.
Yes.
And God being a God of boundaries says to me that boundaries are a very loving thing to implement into my life and to exercise.
So good.
So, what I've discovered is that so often, especially in our Christian community, right? It's like we feel like if we do say no, that we're not loving.
Right.
That we're not giving.
So true.
You know? But the most awesome Father, God, the most perfect Father, there's times that He says no.
Yes.
And He says no because He loves us. Mm-hmm. And He knows that there's a time that no needs to be said.
Right.
And you know, there's so many analogies that could be used with this of, you know, one thing that comes to mind is one time I saw this moth and it was in the rain and I felt bad because it was having a hard time flying. So what I did is I went over and I picked it up. Well, as soon as you pick up a moth, you've just actually
killed it,
destroyed it. That's right. And because what I had done is I had taken away what had already been part of how it had been created in order to survive.
Wow.
And
it had its built-in protection.
And when we do that, sometimes we want to come in and continue to rescue other people from things. And it's God brings us the easiest way we'll come. And sometimes if I continue to rescue other people, then I'm continuing to create a path for them. And it's actually a more difficult path because they have to go around that mountain again because I've just prevented them from learning a lesson that God keeps trying to teach them and I keep saving them out of it.
So good, Michelle.
So we've got to be aware of where God sets the boundaries, our personal boundaries, and not be afraid of keeping
them. This is so good what you brought up because, like, obviously when we're in Christ, we have compassion.
Sure.
And, you know, we want to be kind and compassionate and we want to be generous, you know, and all those things are godly attributes and we need to grow in them. But it is so true that sometimes if we go and give ourselves in those ways in a situation that is not going to be really beneficial for that person because God needs them to learn lessons, we can totally blow it. And I believe someone right now that's watching, you're thinking, oh my goodness, that's hitting the nail on the head. That's what I've been doing. And I've been enabling and facilitating someone's dysfunction because of not having my own boundaries. And I've just been feeling guilty because I wasn't loving enough and saying no might mean I don't love them. And so you've been wrestling in yourself, but we're giving you permission today to say no.
Yeah, that's good. Another reason sometimes people don't say no is that they're afraid someone's not going to like them for saying no. And I kind of want to just really bottom line it and say, get over that, because it's more important to hear what God is saying about the boundary and being loving to yourself and learning how to love others well through sometimes saying that no. And how often with your kids, when you were setting a strong boundary with them, did they go, oh, goody, I really like that boundary, Mom. Thanks so much. They just usually don't do that.
They don't.
Usually they're bouncing against it. They're mad at you because you've right. set a boundary. And then when
the
you actually, that's right. And then when you've actually, you know, reinforced the boundary,
right.
they're really unhappy. And then when there's the consequence for crossing the boundary, right? But if those things aren't learned, there's lawlessness.
Yep.
There is, again, we come back to where we started with the body and of how sick the body becomes, how sick the society becomes, how sick our homes become when the boundaries are not there.
Boundaries. We have a mutual friend who is in the entertainment industry for many years, over 22 years in Hollywood. And One of the jobs that she took was in a particular, I won't mention the name, but he's very well known. He's been on the news lately and everything. But she was offered a job with him. And but when she was called into his office, he was putting demands, sexual demands on her. And she said, I'm not going to do this. No, I will not do this. And he said, well, then you're going to lose this job, this job, this job. You're going to lose so many opportunities. Mm. She said, well, I guess I'll have to lose them then. And she walked out.
Right.
The problem is that many people didn't.
Right.
And now it's all over the news because he is in, you know, before the law right now with so many people that came forward over the years that did not say no or didn't feel they could say no at the time. Mm-hmm. But my friend said no, and I'm so glad that she did because it was horrible what he was demanding of her. And it could be very easy to think, well, this is going to escalate my career in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I should really do this because this will really help. And how can I say no? He's the one that's cutting the checks. He's the one who's opening the door. But you have to say no. You have to hold that boundary. It's a boundary of righteousness and a boundary of truth.
Really good. And we've got to be interdependent with God, not codependent with one another.
Right. That's so good.
And when I'm codependent, that means that I'm getting what I'm needing emotionally from you, and I'm feeding off of you for my emotional well-being, which, let me just say, that may work for a short time, but that will not end well. Your journey is not going to be a journey of health if you're living an enmeshed lifestyle with others. So we do have some guests today.
Some wonderful guests.
Yes. And our first guest is Ruth Hendrickson. And Ruth is one of the pillars in our Women in Ministry network. And she is a pastor, a counselor, a trainer. We've got two of her courses on Patricia King Institute, one on emotional healing and deliverance, and the other on ministry team training. And they're both really excellent. And Ruth is a perfect person to speak into this topic. Ruth?
Hello, Patricia, Michelle, and Women on the Rise. It is so great to be with you today as we talk about boundaries. I was actually out and about yesterday, and as I was driving along, I was praying about today and just praying for our time together. And my attention was drawn over to the guardrail. And in that case, the guardrail was to keep us from entering opposing traffic. In other words, it was there for our protection. Then later on, it was running along the river. And that was, of course, to keep us on the highway and not going over into the river. And so guardrails may not look beautiful at times, and they might be a little annoying once in a while. But the truth is, they're there for our protection. And when we get into trouble is when we go over to the other side of the guardrail where we're not supposed to be. We get off the path or the road that we're on. And that's what boundaries do. Boundaries, when they're good and healthy and godly, they keep us on the God-ordained path. And not only do they keep us on that path, they say, this is who I am and this is who I am not. And this is what I will feel and this is what I will not feel. This is what I will do. This is what I will not do, which is also why they need to be godly boundaries, not created out of fear or anger, but created in line with God. And so as I was looking at all this, I thought, what are some of the major boundaries? Well, one I thought of immediately was, of course, our time with the Lord. That needs to be hemmed in, that we get to that secret place, that we spend our quiet time with the Lord. Jesus modeled this so well as he went off to be with the Father alone. So that's one type of boundary that we need to have. Of course, there's boundaries that enter into our human relationship. You know, what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. Are we enabling or are we creating healthy boundaries? When we enable, we actually step over to the other side of that guardrail, if you will, as opposed to calling people into health and wholeness. But the other one I wanted to talk about real quick was really about the whole situation of being in ministry, because each and every one of you is called into ministry. We all have a sphere of influence that we're called to minister in and to know where that road is and what it looks like. And I was thinking about this and how I had to learn not to take phone calls 24/7. I needed to have time for me and for my family, and I needed to have some downtime, or I needed to learn who just those relationships just suck the life out of me, and how do I put guardrails or boundaries around those. And I got to looking at Moses. He just came to mind. And here's Moses, a great leader called by God to lead the people out of Egypt. And he found himself settling every dispute. And Jethro, his father-in-law, comes to him and he actually says, "This isn't good, Moses. You know, there's this, this is just, you're being veered away from what you're called to do. And there's others who need to do this." And Moses listened and he made the changes. And so what I want to say to you is take a look at where your life is running out of control. Take a look at where maybe you've crossed over the guardrail. Readjust those boundaries. Make sure you're on the path, because we are most effective when we are following the path that God has for us and watching those safeguards, watching those boundaries around us. So be so blessed. Enjoy the journey. Know it's great. Hang on to God, and the boundaries are there for our safety. Be so blessed.
Ruth, that was so good. Thank you. And, you know, I just lost my train of thought. But anyway, so boundaries, if you're not taking care of yourself, found my train. If you're not taking care of yourself by setting boundaries, then you're really not going to be able to take care of others well either, because you're going to be eventually trying to serve and give from a very depleted place. But when you have your boundaries in place and you're taking care of you, then you're actually obeying a commandment to love others as you love yourself.
So good.
I'm often asked the question, what's the difference between a boundary and a wall? And the way I answer that is that walls are formed from injury or woundedness, and they are a reaction. A boundary is formed from love.
And wisdom.
And wisdom.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. I'm just getting a couple of words of knowledge right now. There's a woman watching that in your workplace, your boss has been loading you up with workload. And I know that in any position, there's going to be peak times when you're working more and serving more, especially, you know, if it's involving the work of the Lord or something. But there is a time when there has to be a boundary set where you're saying, you know what, you might need to hire someone else, because I cannot do this. I cannot do this well, and this, and this, and this, and this. And if they keep pushing it on you, you will burn out. And I just want to give a warning about burnout, because burnouts are difficult. It takes a long time to recover, sometimes a year or even more to recover. And some people don't recover from burnout. And so you want to look after yourself. And this person that I'm getting the word of knowledge for, you have a servant heart and you love serving and you love pleasing people. It's just something God put in you. And you're so beautiful that way, but you are getting worn out because the workload is not diminishing. It's just keeps getting more and more and more. And so I believe God's going to give you the courage to go to your boss and let them know, what would you like to remove off of this docket? Because I'm happy to serve you as much as I can within the hours that are allotted here, but I cannot do more than that on a regular basis. So which ones are a priority for you? You know, and then just try to process it through. Don't be afraid. You might be thinking, yeah, but what if he replaces me with someone else? Well, then God has something better for you, because you can't be motivated by fear. You have to know your boundaries and what you can cope with and what you can live with. Okay. You are important in this.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Patricia. We have another guest with us, and this is Pat Lairson. And Pat is a friend of ours. She is a successful businesswoman in real estate. She is also a wonderful prophetic life coach. And I, when we invited her to join us, she wanted to also come from a place of businesswoman to talk about setting boundaries even in business. So this is Pat.
Hello, Women on the Rise, and Patricia and Michelle. It's so great to speak to you today about the word boundaries. We've all heard this word, and really the most simplest meaning of boundaries is a line that determines a limit. I'm a realtor and a life coach, and boundaries is used a lot, that word, in real estate. It refers to where one property ends and where one starts. It's easy to determine where that line is. But when talking about people and emotions, that line can become quite blurred. I want to speak to women today who especially have a difficult time saying no. The word no creates a limit, and chances are, if you have a difficult time saying no, then you may need some strengthening of your boundaries. Do you find yourself doing things that you really don't want to do, or are you over-obligated? You may have even gotten off course at times in small or big ways because you could not say no. If someone asks for help, you may feel it's the Christian thing to do to help in certain circumstances, and this may or may not be true. Sometimes setting the boundary of no actually benefits not only you, but the person you're saying no to. And as a life coach and businesswoman, I've had to learn how to set clear boundaries. Some signs that you may need to do this yourself is if you feel angry and that anger's difficult to express, or you're exhausted all the time and you find you have little time for yourself. You may even feel resentment towards a person or situation because you did not say no. The Bible teaches us to say no. In the book of Titus, it talks about the character of a man and what kind of character a man and woman should have. It says, so the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Titus 2:12. So give yourself permission to say no. It's not a bad thing. No is a boundary that's needed at times, whether you're in business or within your family and even in church. In fact, by saying no, you can help lead a more upright and godly life, have more energy and a healthy direction. I pray this today for you, that your no means no and your yes, yes, in Jesus' name.
Pat, that was so good. Thank you. And you know, Patricia, boundaries really allow us to give from a place of freedom.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I know. And I'm just getting another word.
Yeah,
I know that
good.
You've got some more things to share, but I just keep getting these words of knowledge today. And one of them, if this is a serious word for a particular mm-hmm. individual who's watching. You have a friend that has been in some trouble and they're trying to kind of reconcile the situation, but they're asking you to testify in this situation by changing up the story a little bit. And you really, I mean, it's a very good friend. And so you don't want to disappoint them, but I'm giving you a warning. The Father is saying, do not do it. Do not cross that boundary. Do not speak the truth in love. And you're going to have to tell your friend that you cannot do it, because there's a Father who loves you and doesn't want you to be partaking of the lie and the consequences of that lie. And there will be consequences. And your friend really does need to own up to what they have done. So you might want to encourage them in that. You might be thinking, yeah, but what if I lose my friend? Well, that might be something that might be healthy for you. Don't live in fear. I'm also getting a word for, this is for a number of you who have teenage children in your home that are pushing the limits, are pushing the boundaries of your own values within your home. And the Lord says, do not be afraid to set those boundaries, because he did with Adam and Eve. He had to set boundaries. And you know, when they transgressed them, there was consequence. Right. And I just feel the Lord saying, be bold and don't be afraid, but put those boundaries in place.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And again, you're going to create, it's just a loving act. Mm-hmm. It's saying, I care enough about you to say no, because God, he sees the end from the beginning. And in a much smaller way, sometimes we can too, when it comes to our kids, because we've been in those places where we see that they're trying to go. And we know that if we can put the boundary there, we can save them from some harm.
And also, like, don't be afraid if someone, maybe an overseer in your church or in your ministry or in your workplace or something, puts boundaries on you that are uncomfortable, because there's honor that is due also. Like, if there's boundaries, then respect them. We'd never want to transgress boundaries. Of course, in your own environment, you can set your own boundaries. But when you're inside of someone else's environment, you need to respect their boundaries.
Really?
And so I just want to encourage you to do that. And also, just before Michelle decrees a wonderful word over you today in regards to boundaries, we want to invite you to find out more information about the Women in Ministry Network. And I think that, you know, if you have a passion to serve the Lord in any capacity, it could be in your home and family, it could be in your workplace, it could be, you know, in arts and entertainment, it could be in media, it could be in the education system, medical system, wherever you feel that you want to be a light, that's what makes you a minister. But it's good to have camaraderie. It's good to have people around you. It's good to have covering, apostolic covering over your life as you are filling the earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And we are seeing God raise up women. Women are arising all over the world, and Amen. We are privileged to have some of the most amazing women in our network that are really making a difference in the world that they're living in. When you join the network, you do get an apostolic covering. You have access to a Facebook group that puts you in connection with everyone else mm-hmm. in the network. You will be assigned a leader over your region where you can meet other women that are close to you, in most cases, at least, that they're regional, and you can connect with them. There's people in the network that are in the same stream of ministry that you are, that you can glean from. We have equipping and training and gatherings together. It is a beautiful network. Mm-hmm. We have monthly conference calls. We have newsletters that go up. Anything to build you up, that's what we are committed to. So if you want more information on that, go to patriciaking.com and go to the WIMN tab, Women in Ministry Network, Women, and find out more information and apply to be part of our network. Michelle and I would love to have you in our family. We would love that, and it would really be helpful to you and to the expansion of your ministry to have that covering. So I hope that you'll go there, patriciaking.com, find out more information about it, and connect with us if you would like to partake.
Looking forward to hearing from you. And I do have a decree for you today. You are careful in how you live, living with understanding, living honorably with true wisdom. You are taking full advantage of every day, living your life for God's purposes and loving others as you love yourself. Loving as God loves others freely and in wholeness as God loves you. And
beautiful.
So do we.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.